This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and welcome to this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Yes, it's August already, and doesn't time fly when you're having fun? And yes, as you've probably noticed, this month has five Fridays, which means we'll be having a lunchtime feast on Friday the 30th of August at a venue yet to be selected by Sir Lunchalot. And remember that the Northeast Radio Club membership fees are now due, and if you haven't paid them so far, then you can do so online with a transfer into the Northeast Radio Club bank account. Or if you prefer to, you can pay your fees to the Treasurer, David, VK5MDF, at one of the meetings using real money. And remember, if you pay before the general meeting on Friday the 13th of September, then you will get a $5 discount. Also, don't forget about the regular Northeast Radio Club weekly events, such as the Coffee Club on Wednesday mornings at the Tea Tree Gully Library for caffeine and a chat. That's always very popular. And then every Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, you can join in the F-Troop Net for an end-of-the-week rag chew. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club is next Friday, the 9th of August, at the Modbury West Community Hall. And get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And after the formal business has concluded, we will have a lecture by Grant, VK5GR, famous amateur radio guru and WIA coordinator. Now, he will be telling us all about the Islands on the Air events that are coming up soon, and he will also be giving us the details of his recent European trip, which included a visit to the Friedrichshafen Hamfest. So be sure not to miss out on this event.
It is with much sadness that we learned of the passing of Paul Langmuir, VK5WF, after a brief illness. His introduction into electronics was via the family TV business and then CB radio, gradually migrating to amateur radio, where he gained his full license. Wolf returned to the club after an absence and thoroughly enjoyed the presentations he attended. He was a regular at the weekly Wednesday coffee and conversation sessions and even encouraged Carol to be part. He was one of those very special people who would give you the shirt off his back if it was ever needed. Vale, Wolf Langmuir, VK5WF. He will be sadly missed by all those that knew him.
Well, that's all for this week. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the WASA Australian Committee. We are pleased to announce the position for role of Secretary of WASA Australia has now been filled by Martin, VK5MAR, and we'd like to thank Martin, VK5MAR, for accepting the role and becoming a member of our dynamic team and committee. So thank you, Martin, for putting your hand up, as it's greatly appreciated by all in WA South Australia. The WA South Australian social get-together was very well attended last Saturday, the 27th of July, with doors opening around 10 a.m. for coffee and chat, and official proceedings commencing around 10:30 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anisambie, North Goonoo. Mr. Peter Young, VK5JP, who is also the Wireless Institute of Australia's National Technical Advisor for C4FM, provided the presentation on the features of the AC-FTM-500DR. Peter, VK5JP, also provided a general talk and discussion on what to expect from the AC equipment and how WiseX works, and the day finished off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And no amateur or guest went home hungry or thirsty on the day. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. Don't forget tonight, Sunday the 4th of August 2024, the Wise and South Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight. For further clarification, please visit the Wise South Australia Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and Wise and SA events updates. This has been Dave of EK5LSB, and on behalf of the West Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event and seeing you at our next West Australian social get-together on Saturday the 23rd November 2024. So put it in your diaries now, Saturday the 23rd November, for the next West Australia social get-together. We look forward to your attendance on the day and the social chit-chat and interaction that occurs on the day. Cheers all and stay safe, 73 all.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Sunday, a small but enthusiastic group travelled to our repeater site at the Bluff. A working bee was planned, and the workers hopped straight into the task of cutting the knee-high weeds down to a more manageable height. The hut, which will soon house all of our repeater equipment, was swept clean as it had not been used for some time and there was quite a lot of dust and insect remains all over the floor. The generator had its fuel tank topped up and all the door hinges were greased and oiled. All this is part of our management agreement with the site owner. In exchange for monthly maintenance of the site and the owner's FM broadcast equipment, we have a long-term lease which now includes relocating all of our antennas onto their tower at a very good height, plus we have been given the go-ahead to install solar power, which will get rid of the rather heavy quarterly electricity bill from our previous location. A big thank you must go to Norbert VK5MQ who did the bulk of the weeding and Jack VK5EBA who jumped in and assisted him. Peter VK5BE swept the hut out and then put 100 litres of diesel fuel into the generator using 5 20 litre jerry cans that he had brought to the site. Tom VK5NFT assisted with carting the weeds and loading them onto Jack's tray top and also did all of the oiling of the generator's door catches and hinges. I assisted by getting in everyone's way and taking a few photographs. Greg VK5ZGY has finished building the shelving racks for the upgraded portable broadcast hut and Peter VK5BE assisted him in fastening them to the hut wall. This rack will house the many reels of Cat5 cable that we need to run the live broadcast of proceedings at the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event. The rack mount equipment for the video equipment is almost ready to install as well, and so the work progresses. A big thank you to Greg for yet another magnificent job. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark VK5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Due to interference from a primary user of the 23cm spectrum, AREG's VK5RSB 23cm repeater has been temporarily disabled. Unfortunately, amateur radio only has secondary access to this spectrum, with the primary users being a radio location or radar, so all we can really do is hope that it goes away soon. AREG's High Altitude Ballooning subgroup, Project Horus, is planning their next launch for next Sunday, the 11th of August, with a planned launch time of 10 a.m. ACST. If we have to scrub due to weather, the backup launch dates will be either the 18th or the 25th of August. The launch site has yet to be decided, but will either be the Auburn Community Oval or the Mount Barker High School Oval. On this flight, we'll be launching our usual tracking payloads, along with one of our Wennet Live Imagery payloads. Check out the AREG website for details on the launch, including how you can get set up to receive telemetry and even the imagery from the flight. Our next general business meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of August, with a talk from Dr. Andrew Russell, VK5CV, entitled From Electric Eels to Human Treatments. A history from the earliest observations of physical and animal electricity to state-of-the-art cardiac therapies. This should be something very interesting and a bit different from our usual amateur radio talks. Doors open at 7 p.m, with a presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.